Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and I left you guys hanging long enough for Leap of Faith. By the way, Leap of Faith is coming soon to GOG. So, if you don't want to go through all the patch bullshit and you want to just buy the game right out, you'll be able to do that soon. I highly recommend you do that, because this game has many paths like all the others. Let's go. So, how's things going? Is that Holly? We haven't fucked yet. What? Don't screw this up, Lexi. But I have no idea of how to tell him without seeming like a freak. Practice on me, then. That's just stupid. No, really, let's say he was here in front of you. Just wing it. I'd probably say that I really enjoy his company and that he's very sweet, and I would. I'd like to see if there's anything more there. And? Now you just did. Yes. Come on, you're supposed to be my wing girl here. Best wing girl you've ever had. And your turn, Grim. My turn. Ask her out on a date. Date? Yes, a date.
A 1,000-mile stare.
You know, man, woman, date. Sure, I can do that. Ask her. Just let me. Ask her. You're very persistent. Ask her. Lexi, would you like to go out on a date with me? I'd love to. My work here is done. See you by the pool. I told you, she is something. And Lexi, wear something cute, not that leathery stuff. Like that dress I know you love but never use. The one that shows 73% of your boobs. Do you ever stop talking? Sometimes, but you never hear it. Now go. Love you too. I'm still wondering what happened right now. She's just looking out for me. We've been through a lot together. I'm sorry if she's a bit over the top. Not at all. She's rather refreshing, actually. You want to head out somewhere right away? I'd like to prepare a bit. Find a place and such? How about tomorrow instead? 8 p.m.? Perfect. So, 73% of your boobs? Sounds like a good date. Looking forward to it. Me too. But what if we spend some time before that exploring and get the intimate stuff out of the way before that date? Humming and singing. Coffee. Coffee. Coffee, coffee, coffee. And now I present to you Lexi's new single. Coffee. But tish. I wonder what rhymes with coffee. Funky? No. Oh, hey guys. Rhymes with coffee. Slurps. Oh, I know what rhymes with coffee. Cece. She's just like strolling. Not even affected by us being here. But let's head upstairs. I think it's time for that truth or dare. I'm looking forward to our date. Truth or dare? So? Chris, you're going in dry. Ouch. We need proper warm-up, you know? A round of confessions first, maybe? I agree. Let's do a round of things you did not know about me, so we can get to know each other a bit better. Let's start with... Cece. I'm not quite ready yet. Sure, let's go with... Oh, me. I honestly don't know what to say. Just give us something really juicy that we can spread to the tabloids. Eh, you wouldn't do that, right? I'm kidding, Lexi. I adore you. I'd never do that. Okay, so I don't really have any super juicy stuff. If you're expecting some tragic childhood story, then I'm sorry to disappoint you. But I got to tell you about the time I played at the Metro, and I saw this guy standing in the VIP bar. This was one of those small concerts I had no idea why was added to the tour. Probably because it paid well, something my manager appreciates. It was just for me to perform a few songs anyway, then move on. But while having a break in the song setup, I saw this guy at the bar. He was looking completely lost. So I felt sorry for him. I actually walked over to say hi. Aw, oh, come on, everybody knows who you're talking about. Now you're just making fun of me. Not at all, love. I wanted to end this little confession by saying that I was having a really shitty evening and you turned it completely around. And honestly, I'm glad I did walk over to you because you're all here now. I'm sorry for not having anything juicier. It's okay, we'll break you sooner or later. This really should have been about Holly because she has all the good stories. At least I know how to make your story much juicier. Because on the plane when she called me. No, just no. No, nine. End of story. Next. Let's do this one together. So we both come from a small town, and you know how small town, and you know small towns. There's always a lot of talk. But I met Kira, and eventually we decided to break the news of our relationship to our families. We were both so nervous because both our families are super conservative. So, first we visit my family. I introduce them to the love of my life, and it goes surprisingly well. I can see they're disappointed and don't approve, but they're being polite about it. So I'm thinking, not bad. Then it's my turn. We have a nice dinner with my parents, and I drop the bomb. It didn't end well. So to make it short and simple, I haven't spoken with them since then. I left my love, even moved to another city. I do miss them at times, feel like I've lost them, but they need to accept me for who I am before I can go back. Kira, you didn't lose your family. Your family lost you. And at any time you want to go see them, I'll be there with you. I don't really have anything to complain about. Ever since we moved away, I've been grinding along. Tried college, but in the end I dropped out. Started a 1-year photography course where I met Cece. We finished school recently and I've been trying to grind away at life. Suddenly, I got a message from Steph a while ago and decided to go meet her because she said she could finally move back. I didn't know what it meant at the time, but she got delayed and we were left without a place to stay. Later, she told me it was because her current job took longer than expected. I had to travel back to my family because my dad got sick, but I couldn't afford a ticket for Cece. But we got it solved in the end. And there's this Matt thing. No need to say anything else. We'll deal with that when we come back. Sorry, I didn't want to spoil the mood. It was a rough start. But we're doing fine now. Steph. Might as well jump into it head first. Anyway, it'd be good. It's good to be here with my friends again. I never thought I'd be, so... Steph, it's cool. So, I'm the last descendant in a family strongly connected to the military. Dad, granddad, great-grandfather, and his father again. They all served most of their life, but Dad got injured on his last tour. Not strongly, but he could never have another child again. I think he was let down by that fact, and he could never have a son to carry on the tradition. So he always treated me as if I was not good enough. After all, I was not a man. But even as a little girl, I kept coming with him when he trained. When he was hiking, shooting, lifting weights, anything. He was always grumpy about it, but I could see it in his eyes. He loved it. So I kept coming because I saw it made him happy. With time, I grew up and finally got a job. When I told him I'd be working at Homeland, he cried. Of course, he said he'd gotten something stuck in his eye, but I knew it was because of pride. I wasn't military, but I would still be serving. I'd never seen him so happy. So after a year goes by, I had to go back to school. There I met Linda, Chris, and Grim. Y'all made me realize I'd been living a lie, or living somebody else's dream. That I did not have to look back over my shoulder expecting to see my dad there. I could just live life. Finally, I could experience all the things I've been missing out on. And I found love. Real love. Not some veteran son my father tried to match me up with. What I'm trying to say is, I've really missed you guys. I've been a fool. Boo-hoo, you had me when you were young. So because I'm a veteran's daughter, I don't count? Oh, shut up, you know what I mean. Chris. I'm not good at all with words, but my story is rather short and simple. Me and Grim and Linda go back about 10 years. In fact, I met both on the same day. They were new at our school, and I noticed Grim was ogling Linda from afar. Oh no. I remember. And I felt really sorry for this dude because he's sitting on the same bench every single day looking at her, but never had the guts to head over to her. Oh, come on, they don't need to know that. Huh, but they do. So I went over to Linda and I said, look, I think that guy over there has a crush on you. Huh, that's not what you said. Well, but I... Hush. Did you just hush me? Anyway, that's how we met. And later on, Steph joined up with us. But the real point of the story is that without Grim here, I would have never tasted his mom's waffles. They are simply amazing. You truly have a way with words, Chris. No more confessions. Are we ready for the dares? Well, let me tell you the truth first. Excuse me, let me tell you my truth first. I'm ready now. So just hear me out, and please don't judge. For a very long time, I've been struggling with all kinds of emotions. Somehow they torment me. Any kind of feeling. The doctors don't really know what to do about it. They look at me all puzzled and ship me out of the hospital with a polite smile. But I can tell you that these feelings really hurt me on a daily basis. It's like the mother of all headaches, and no painkillers can even dampen the feeling. Me and Linda moved to the city to try something new. I knew she thought that moving might solve my issues, but they didn't. So when Linda had to go back home for a few days, I really hit rock bottom. I thought I would be just fine being alone. After all, I like it. But being in a big city without a place to sleep or knowing anybody, that's when it really hit. All the feelings doubled up. And I couldn't take it anymore. I tried killing myself by jumping from the Vincent Bridge. And I would have succeeded if it weren't for Grim. I just wanted you to know, and I hope you don't think I'm a crazy person because of it. Because maybe he saved me in more ways than one. Everything you said just hit home with me, because I've been there myself. Not being able to handle everything that happens to you, your feelings. It's not weird or crazy, but I can tell you what saved me. Love. Even if I just met you, I already know you're not crazy. And I already know that I love you, sis. So let me show you love the only way I can. If you ever need anything at all, come find me, please. Remember, folks, 70%. I love you too, beautiful. Whoa, did it just get warmer in here? And by the way, that counts as a dare as well. You got it, sis. Chris, I know what your dare is, and if I don't push you, you will never use it. Go ahead, Chris. Well, I kinda... Go on, tell us, I'm dying to know. You see, it's kinda weird, I think. Oh, it's about me, isn't it? You can ask me, love, I don't mind at all. The thing is, that I would kinda dare you to play a song for us, but I feel it's rude to ask. Honey, singing is what I do, of course I'll sing a song for you. Come on, Chris, and put that shyness behind you and let me do what I do best. What did you say? Why did you say it was rude to ask? You know, if you were a hairdresser, then it'd be rude to ask you to cut my hair in the middle of a party. It's your time off. It's good I'm not a hairdresser then. Come on, everybody. Have you heard Lexi singing in this kind of setting before? Can't say that I have. You're in for a treat then. There's a reason she's the star she is. Just relax and enjoy it.
Growing up, we used to have it all. apologizing every time I care too much. I've been taught to keep my mouth shut, don't make a scene. I'm done with being nice and quiet, cause I know that will make a change. Yeah, I'm old enough to read through the lines. We don't need your sympathy, just a little empathy.
What?
When I sing, I always think of that image.
Hope you enjoyed it. Dedicated to you, Chris, and the rest of you. Wow, I... But now I think I'll give every girl a dare, myself included. It's not quite how it works. Who cares? Let's have fun. So if all the girls will follow me, I'll send you a text, Grim, when we're ready. Sounds good to me. This is exciting. You'll love it, trust me. Chris, are there more beers? I have a feeling I'll need it. Outside, my friend, a whole lot of them in the pool, cooling off. Perfect. So better make this quick before we're asked to join them. Make what quick? Setting you up with somebody. So who do you want to go for? Hold on now, Christine. Chris, in the past few years, you've barely spoken with her. It's probably been a full year since you've spoken to her at all. And not a single time have you brought her over to my place to introduce her. Either I'm misreading something or you're holding out. So why don't you relax and open your mind to the fact that you can have some fun here at this trip of ours. And you? Did you know for some reason that I'd just go chasing all of them? You know me better than that, man, so just hear me out. Linda, Robin, or Holly? What's going on with my phone? Chris needs your help. Get Night Dog's autograph. I think I did that already. CC? Oh yeah, it was just contacts. Linda, Robin, or Holly? Linda? No, not Linda. I don't think... No. Yeah, but you gotta understand all the backstories of these characters. Holly... Robin is with Kira. Holly is Lexi's publicist. I don't know how that would go. Part of me's fucking curious, though. Holly? There's Holly. No. No? Yeah, she's way too cute for me. That's not how it works, man. If she likes you, she likes you. I need a lot of help with her. Say no more. Let me see what I can do. Alright, now let's go back a little bit and try this. There's Linda. I know you like her. Listen, I've always liked Linda, you know that. But even if you might not have noticed yourself, I know she's always had the hots for you. So that wouldn't sit well with me. I think you might be looking at it the wrong way. We've always had a good time together. Even if she had feelings for me, that wouldn't change the fact that she definitely also has feelings for you. You know who I like here. And I thought it might not be what she wants, but I have to go with what feels right for me. Honestly, if you'd given it some effort, you two would have ended up together while me and Steph were a thing back in high school. Or school, rather. And you deserve that, and she does too. Yeah, I hear you. So, if what you're saying is right, and you do like her, put on the Chris charm. You never know what might happen. There's a Chris charm? I mean, do something at least, or she'll be gone again. What the heck is that? This thing? found it in a wine cellar. It's really good. You should try it. You can't just go finding yourself a new type of beer, man. We already have our brand, remember? Oh, shut your yap. This is really good, and it's not import. Whatever. I'll stick with the import. Cheers. Richard sent me a message. Okay, so that's not it. It just talks about everybody. It doesn't work like that. This doesn't work like Batic. This is a little different. Got a new gallery shot, but I don't know where. Back. Yeah, I don't see anything. Taz, Chris needs your help. Day after tomorrow. Chris has sent me a message, get in touch with Kira. I don't think anything happened. I didn't see nothing. Oh, we have a timer. I didn't know that. Probably Lexi. Oh, all right. Hi there, Grandma. I just wanted to fill you in on the details for tomorrow. Plane lands at 11:30. We're hoping to take off at 12. Is that okay for you? Okay, it seems we're up. Are you ready? I can't see anything. That's the whole point. We're ready, I think. Here we go. Let's play Ass Game. Ass Game. Hush. The whole point with the game is to put the correct name to the asses. You'll get a point for every ass. So ready or not, here we go. Turn on the lights, girls. Which color ass belongs to which girl? Oh shit. I'm gonna have to look at that again. We'll be right back.